Yesterday's string of attacks across Iraq killed about 70 people. It was a stark reminder that the war isn't over, not for Iraqis, and not for U.S. troops either. Army Captain Tom Hickey recently returned to Iraq. Hickey had served there in 2007, and during that time, Hickey's platoon saved the life of a young Iraqi girl in Baghdad. Reporter Jane Araf was embedded with Hickey's unit that year, and she tells us the story of what happened.
An Iraqi man had rushed out in the streets with his four-year-old daughter in his arms. She had had a bullet that had grazed her head, and it had lodged in her throat. Now, Tom's patrol happened to be passing by, and Tom, who was a lieutenant and the platoon leader then, and his staff sergeant, Chris Moore, threw them into the back of the Bradley, their armored vehicle, and they drove them frantically to a medical station. They took them later to a combat hospital where they extracted the bullet. So the soldiers made friends with the family, and it was really the only normal interaction they had with Iraqis. Now, Tom was redeployed in Iraq this year, and he hadn't seen Sadil for 4 years, but he always wondered what had happened to her. He'd kept in touch with the family. So they managed to come into the green zone, which is quite difficult for ordinary Iraqis, and they all sat around a table and had lunch, and it was this fabulous reunion.
You say it was fabulous. It must have been somewhat awkward, I would think, even though they had kept in touch. I mean, how did both sides, the family of the little girl and this American army captain, handle themselves? What was it like?
It was really quite moving. I think we have to remember that Sadil could very easily have died. Tom describes seeing her rushed out by her father in his arms, and he said she was lifeless and her face was blue. She wasn't moving, she wasn't speaking. He said, in fact, he thought she was dead. And it was only when they got her and started doing first aid on her that he realized that she had a chance. So one of the most wonderful things, really, was hearing this little girl laugh. She had a marvelous laugh, and she was seemingly unscarred. She has a tiny little physical scar along the edge of her forehead where the bullet first hit. But she seemed like a happy, normal little girl. And most of what she remembered from that horrible event were how nice the soldiers were, the gifts that they gave her, the visits that they made to the family.
There's another part of the story, of course, that gets us back to the realities of war. And this is the fact that there probably would have been a lot more people around that table at the gathering, except for something that happened not long after these army soldiers saved this little girl's life.
4 months later, in that same neighborhood, Staff Sergeant Moore and five others in Tom's platoon, most of the soldiers, in fact, who had rushed her to hospital, were killed by a single attack, a huge roadside bomb. I had dinner with Tom a few evenings later after he had met Sadil again, and I asked him about a silver-colored bracelet he wears. It's called a KIA bracelet. It commemorates those killed in action. And he told me what happened.
We had a Bradley struck by a deep buried IED. It was actually Staff Sergeant Chris Moore's Bradley. The individuals that did Sadil's CASAVAC, the vehicle she was physically in, the entire crew was killed in action. But everyone from our platoon has one of these, and it has the initials for David Burley, Joseph Gilmore, Travis Haslip, Jean-Paul Medlin, Chris Moore, and Alex Varela. And it has the date they were killed in action, which is the 19th of May in 2007.
I wonder, Jane, before this reunion in Baghdad, did Sadil and her family know what we just heard from Tom, that most of the men who had helped her had been killed not long after?
Well, when Sadil turned 5 that year, Muhammad, her father, asked Tom if Staff Sergeant Moore and the men could come to her birthday celebration. And Tom had to explain to him that he'd been killed. He said Muhammad cried. Sergeant Moore was particularly special to them. He had sat with Muhammad at the hospital all that night, and he showed him pictures of his own young daughters. He had 3 who he adored. He talked about them all the time, and he couldn't wait to get back to them. And one of the things that Tom told the family over lunch is how much it all meant to those guys to be able to get to know them. I mean, war is all hard edges and expectations that everyone is the enemy and there's danger around every corner. And to be able to relax for even a few minutes and be reminded that there is such a thing as normal family life actually meant a lot to them. And when Tom was able to see Sadil, having emerged happy and safe and alive, it really meant something to the families of the men who were lost. For the relatives of those men, I think Sadil, in a sense, is tangible living proof that their loved ones really did something extraordinary.
Thank you for telling us their story, all their stories. Reporter Jane Araf, who reports from Iraq for the Christian Science Monitor and Al Jazeera International. Thank you, Jane.
Thank you, Lisa.